Curtis, W82AQQ Bob. W2RJL, Rick. N2TWN, Alexandro. And this station, KD2YY, and I would also like to thank Steve, the owner of the WB2WAK repeater, for its use again this evening. The Nassau County VHF traffic net is over at local time, 8:05 local time. Our apologies to the net waiting, standing by patiently. This is KD2YY, good evening. Out.
2YY, N2XOJ.
Yes, Alex.
I copied along, just give me a number.
Okay, the number will be 22.
1222?
Roger, roger.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Appreciate it. KD2YY, N2XOJ.
E. Louise.
UVB, Charlie, with some info. Viv. Ed to VRA, good evening, Ed, to the net. I have one query, and something about the trunk system, I got a query. Thank you.
Here is N1, LVH, Walter and Valley Stream, no traffic, good evening.
YC. Like to recognize Alex, N2XOJ. Then I heard Charlie's voice, so I started writing him down first. But then he yielded to Joe, so now I have it written down. We had KB2UVB, then Joe KC2BZB, then Frank N2VRA, then Walter N1LVH. Good evening. Anyone else?
Oh, this is KC2DLK, Tom.
Okay, the net would like to recognize KC2DLK, Tom. I'm not sure if this is your first time, but welcome. All right. Stand by one moment, gentlemen, and we'll begin. It is KC2AYC. Just get a couple of pieces of information out there. I'd like to say hello to everybody. Wish everybody a happy and healthy holiday season, whichever holiday you happen to be celebrating. In any event, also like to thank everybody who was fortunate enough to make it out to the holiday meeting in person. We had a grand total of 16 attendees, which is quite an increase over last year. We had the shindig over in Island Park. We had 7 people. So I believe everybody enjoyed themselves and had a good time at Perkins in Farmingdale there. I was a little disappointed, and we moved it out east a little further, considering last year it was in Island Park. So VRA was the only Suffolk County guy to make it. So hopefully you guys will make it in the future. We really had a good turnout. We had a private room that happened to have a TV in it, and there is a VCR. So I don't know that we can get any scanner instructional videos, but I'll see what's available. Contact some of the different scanner clubs and manufacturers. That might be interesting, being able to put on a little, not necessarily a lecture, but a little sideshow there. All right, let's stand by, see if we have any additional check-ins. Hearing nothing, another thing I wanted to mention. I read a very good editorial in magazine published by the Association of California Highway Patrolmen. Don't ask what I'm doing with it, but I subscribe. Anyway, and I went, I gave the magazine to Bob, KD2WTK, forgetting that I wanted to read the editorial. But the gist of it talked about the holiday season, rushing around, and while it really isn't radio related per se, although you'll probably hear some of this on your scanner, it was Christmas Eve, and the fellow who wrote the editorial, he was the vice president of the patrolman union out there, and he's just wrapping up his paperwork in his office, getting ready to go home, spend some time with his parents, and I guess he was meeting his wife and kids over there. A call came out for an auto accident. When he got there, I think there were 3 or 4 deaths. And the poignant part is when I looked down on the freeway, what I saw was all these wrapped Christmas presents scattered all over the place. So the point I want to make is, generally we're all responsible, but this time of year, where are the guy preoccupied with thinking about all the things they've got to get done by the time the family comes over for the holidays. So in addition to being careful with the beverages you make, that the other guy out there is probably a moron. So you've got to kind of be alert, pay attention to your surroundings. That being said, that's the end of the public service message. Let's turn it over. Charlie, KB2 UVV. Did you have any info, Charlie?
Excuse me, what? I had a couple of comments, so,
Okay, Charlie, you want to try one more time?
Yeah, how copy, Eddie?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, the only thing I had one frequency from, when we went to the mall, and, I just had a couple of comments I wanted to make. Back to you.
Hey, Charles, the floor is yours. Over to KC2UVD.
Okay, KC2AYC, and that's KB2UVV. Good evening, Eddie, and to everybody out there. Sorry I wasn't able to make it last week. I had a prior commitment. I'd just like to wish everybody a happy holiday. I'd like to wish everybody a belated happy Hanukkah, and also Merry Christmas, and also happy Kwanzaa, and I think joyous Kwanzaa is how it's phrased. And a happy Ramadan also for those who are of that persuasion. So I don't want to leave anybody out here. Okay, very good. Let me see if I have it here. Okay, very good. I just want to make a quick comment, and I do have the one frequency. A couple of weeks ago, while you were away, Eddie, I was doing a net, and I got an email from a gentleman over this neck of the woods who had obtained a Bearcat 890 XLP scanner, and he was looking for the, see if anybody, he emailed us to see if anybody had the owner's manual that could possibly make a copy of it and send it to him, and I had volunteered, being I do have the Pro 26, that I would do so. Unfortunately, I was, I've been under the weather, it's a flu, plus, I do work and have other commitments, plus, it's a holiday, needless to say, I haven't been able to get it over there. Let me let it drop. Okay, anyway, I got a kind of a caustic note from this gentleman today. Yeah, it's the third time, and he don't understand, what's taking so long. If you're listening, I did email you, and just understand, I don't want to get out of soapbox here. I know you have no way of answering me, but just like everybody in general, Eddie and I and Joe and Frank and whoever else helps, the few, we have other commitments too, besides this net. We're not here, we're not paid, to do this. This is, it's a hobby, it's supposed to be fun, it's supposed to be, everybody helping. And, sometimes, somebody asks us for something, and unfortunately, we can't respond right at that minute. And sometimes people get irate. I'm just getting a little tired of it. So I ask everybody, please, especially, this time of the year with, things being as hectic for some of us as they might be, just have a little patience. That's all I ask. I think, I don't think that's asking too much of anybody that, participates in that. That's all I want to say on that. Okay, let me let drop.
Merry Christmas to WWN.
Curtis recognized. You want to take it, Ed, for a second?
Charlie, the floor is yours. Turn it back to me when you're through, and we'll pick up check-ins after that.
Okay, very good. Thank you. This is KP2UBB. Yeah, the only other thing I have, like I said, I've been really busy. I really haven't had much of a chance. I haven't really had the radios on, other than like 2 weeks ago. And Eddie and myself and SCBRA Frank made a trip the weekend before last over to Sunrise Mall, and I brought the Pro 64 with me, and Frank had one of his collection with him, and Eddie had brought the okay. the frequency counter. Okay. I forget which one, but Eddie, you can fill it in when I give it back to you. But be that as it may, we did hear 463.925 the security for the mall. That's one of the frequencies they use. Now, I've been told they use about four different frequencies, but at that particular evening, that was the frequency that was active. There was a lot going on over there, so you might want to put that down in your notes, 463.925. I believe Eddie might have mentioned last week also, I think it was the next evening after our trip to the mall, I was on a computer and I had the Pro 64 next to me, and I was monitoring Nassau PD, and on the highway patrol freak, I think it's 477-2125, we heard New York City Police Department on that frequency contacting Nassau Highway. Let me let it drop.
Hey, that's 4th Precinct frequency, but I'll look up the frequency. Back to you.
Okay, thanks, Eddie. I guess that's 477.2625. I believe that's the one. I'm getting forgetful here in my old age, so I stand corrected. I believe that's the correct one. Anyway, it's Nassau County Highway Patrol. And they were contacted by New York City Highway. And you could actually hear them. They were on the Nassau frequency. There was, I think, a robbery suspect. And he was up in East Hill in that area. He just crossed into Nassau. So they were given a description and everything to Nassau Highway so that they could pursue this guy. So I thought that was interesting. And we also heard Eddie and I, there was what we found out later, that there was a dolphin that was injured, was rescued by 2-4 Precinct officers of Nassau County PD, and was transported out to Suffolk County, out to Riverhead. So, it was an interesting night, to say the least. It was a good scanning night. Unfortunately, the two cops had to go to South Nassau for possible hypothermia, and we hope they were okay. So, that's about all I have right now, Eddie. So I'm going to pass it back to you. KP2AYC to that. KP2UBB.
KB2UVV, KC2AYC, thanks for your info. And, good seeing you Thursday over at the party. Perkins. And, we gotta thank, Mike from Roswell for suggesting, that a while back. Turned out to be, a great location. Alright, KC2AYC in the net. I've got Curtis N2WWM. I'm going to assume he's got info. Is there anybody else who would like to check in?
You're checking from the chat room, Ed. KC2BZB.
Okay, Joe. Speaking of the chat room, I'm glad you mentioned it. Last night, Joe and chat room, and I sent Charlie out an email today, and we had a little discussion about it. What I'd like to do, Joe, for the time being, is like I mentioned, try to structure it a little, because with some concerns raised that some of the guys that check in by radio may be losing us when we go off into the chat room, and it's a little hard to follow the conversations in the chat room and on the air at the same time. So let's try to structure it a little where, say every 15 minutes I'll ask if there's any questions. Meanwhile, if anything is going on the air and someone's got info to add, you might want to throw out your call and I'll pick you up. But let's try to limit the chatter in the chat room to what's going on the air. All right. With that, I'll send it over to you, KC2BZB.
KC2AYC, KC2BZB. Yeah, first of all, I wanted to let you know that there are two check-ins in the chat room. This is the IRC chat room. KC2EZY Paul, and of course, Pete N2NJS. And at this time, I know that Pete wanted me to remind everyone of his chat room address, although I want to get clarification on what it's being used for. But anyway, most people probably know about it. It's www.knit.com/scancom. If anyone needs a repeat or wants me to go over the exact spelling again, just let that control the spell. Ed, back to you.
Okay, I'd like to say hello to KC2EDY and M2NJS. And I'm glad you mentioned it, Paul, because this will tie in with Charlie's info. I got an email on the email list from Paul today. Evidently, there was another dolphin that ran into some trouble out in Suffolk County. So those of you monitoring the trunk system today, you might have noticed or heard that there was a dolphin out in Suffolk County that came ashore. And wondering if Paul heard any follow-up to that. With the one that happened in Oceanside, the dolphin did expire. So I'm wondering how this dolphin today made out. And I'm wondering, maybe with the warm weather, I don't know, the water is still warm. It's kind of weird that they're coming up this far north, but it's been a pretty mild winter so far. Let me stand by for a few minutes and see if anybody has any additional information on this, and then we'll pick up fan mail from our good friend R.
You have info, 2WWM.
Hey, N2WWM, did you have additional info on the dolphin?
General info, general.
I've got you on the list. We'll be to you shortly, probably in about 5 or 10 minutes.
VRA.
Okay, N2 VRA.
Yeah, thank you, Ed. Let me request permission to put out this query at this time. I've got to get away from the transmitter for a little bit, but I'll be listening on the scanner elsewhere in the house. I'd just like to put a query out for the trunk system.
2VRA, KC2AYC. No, wait your turn. The floor is yours, Frank.
No, you're a nice guy. I guess you're not going to get coal in your stockings. Just a question. I'll put this out and I'll be listening to the answer. And I'll hear it, but I'll give a rebuttal later if anyone has it. Listening to the trunk system, I heard the sheriff switch to Sheriff 3. And I didn't hear anything. Some digital stuff came up. So Sheriff 1 is 848 on the fleet code. Sheriff 2 is 880 on the fleet code talk group. But where is Sheriff 3? I'm curious. That's the first time I heard that. That's something new to me. And I'll turn it back to you, Ed, and you can give me the correct answer whenever. AC2AYC N2VRA.
N2VRA, AC2AYC. Okay. That's very interesting. Hopefully one of our astute fellows out there will stumble upon Sheriff 3. And got the card with Katie's picture today. Thank you. And let's stand by, see if we have anybody who may want to head to where Sheriff 3 might be.
And 2VRA, I'm glad you received the card. The next thing you'll get is the bill.
All right, KC2BZB, you have the opportunity to ask Keith in the chat room if he's ever heard of Sheriff 3.
Okay, no, I didn't put that out yet, but I will. Nothing new in the chat room since we last spoke. Back to you, Ed.
Okay, Frank, we'll see how we make out a little later on. AC2AYC in the net. All right, a couple of things here. Let's put out this info from Mars. Just a reminder to those who do shortwave listening, check the usual frequencies, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day for pirate broadcasting holiday specials. This is my own 2 cents, I believe it's 69.55, or was it 69.95? I think it's 69.55. It's one of the ones you should check out. Art goes on to say, longtime announcer Pete Myers, age 59, of Radio Netherlands, died on 12/15 of cancer. He was last a co-host of Sincerely Yours, the listener feedback program. It runs 18 minutes Sundays during the 0030 transmission, North American service on 6165 and 9845 to the East Coast. And then at 0430, 6165 and 9590 to the West Coast, but it is still receivable here on the East Coast, and that's all out of Bonaire. Happy holidays to all. Special thanks to the VRA clan, packages received 1217. 73R, so we want to thank R for his info. And also wish him a happy holidays. We'll stand by for any additional check-ins. BZB was an answer to VRA's question and our info. That's what I was going to put out before, and then I stopped myself. But we may as well get the depressing stuff out of the way now. This came in Friday morning, December 18th, through the email. And it always stinks when it happens. Well, it stinks anytime it happens, but it kind of hits home more during the holiday season. So y'all can keep these gentlemen's families in mind during the holidays every now and then. I'm sure they could use your prayers. But the morning of Friday, December 18th, three of New York City's bravest answered their last call. The members responded to a fire in a high-rise apartment house in the Starrett City complex. Several building residents were injured. Killed in the line of duty were Lieutenant Joe Cavalieri and firefighters James Bohan and Chris Boff, all assigned to Ladder 170, which I believe is on Rockaway Parkway, in the Canarsie section. May they rest in peace.
Right, moving along to some happier stuff. This came in from my friend Skip Airy. Got this yesterday, so I was up early this morning before 6, listening to some old-time radio shows from the 1940s. Those of you with a computer or on the internet, get a pencil or a pen out. It's called When Radio Was, and they have a bunch of great shows on their list. And if you've got real audio, you know, hooked up the software in your computer. The URL, let me reset.
Can't do the Kia now.
Curtis?
That's from our friends in Ohio, right?
Skip's in New Jersey, but yeah, you might know him from the group from Ohio.
Good. Okay. We're listening. WWM.
Okay.
10:30 through 1100 Zulu on 13675, 15370, 15395, and 21605. Same station from 1330 to 1400 UTC on 15395 and 21605, and from 1600 to 1640 on 13675. 13675. And again, if anybody needs to call Israel, we have both the English and the Yiddish schedules. Send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I'll be more than happy to send you a photocopy. You can mail that to Ed, Echo Delta, at P.O. Box 308, Cedarhurst, C-E-D-A-R-H-U-R-S-T, New York, 11516. This is KC2AYC on the net, standing by for any additional check-ins. VRA. 2VRA, KC2AYC.
Yeah, Mr. Ed. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice over here. As the smoke alarm goes off in the kitchen. What do you call it? BZB was on there with an answer for the Sheriff 3. Maybe he wants to come back with that. I'm interested.
Okay, I don't know where I missed them. Sorry about that. Let's stand by for KC2BZB.
KC2AYC, KC2BZB. Perfect timing. Unfortunately, I lost the message, but I'll have to repeat it from memory. Now, what happened before, Eddie, I think we doubled when I tried to get in, and so I figured I'd wait. There's my assistant, by the way. Like Charlie said, we're all busy, right, Charlie? Doing three things at once. Anyway, unfortunately, I'm having trouble with the IRC chat room. I've been disconnected three times. Keith did get in there. He did have one digital, fleet code. Unfortunately, I didn't write it down. He also said it might be the old VHF system, Frank. Stand by. I'll, give me a few minutes. I'll try to reestablish connection. But that's basically what he said. It was either that, or he did have one trunk code, I should say. But fortunately, I'm having technical difficulties. Ed, back to you.
QVV.
Hey, UVV recognized. All right, Joe, thanks. Let's turn it over to UVV.
Okay. Hey, I like your assistant there, Joe. I got my assistant, KC2CAD, trying to bat it down the door. I think he has some info ready tonight. He's waiting outside the door here, meowing. Hi. So I'm just going to suggest if Joe can't get that back from Keith, if Keith is listening, he can email it to me and I'll make sure that N2VRA gets it tomorrow. Back to that.
Hey, KEB2UVV. I think he just wants the Friskies. Thanks for that info. We'll see if Joe has any luck getting back in. Joe, sometimes due to inactivity, if you haven't sent anything, I know I get logged out every now and then. All right, let's stand by for any additional check-ins.
Sorry.
2VRA, go ahead.
Sid B with the answer finally.
VRA, you want to stand by while we get the answer? Triple. Okay.
Curtis said we had a triple. Joe, go ahead.
Double, we tripled. Let's have Joe give the answer. And then, Joe, you can turn it over to VRA.
Okay, he's tripled again. The answer, well, my system's working. Steve said 22096. 22096 is the sheriff digital. So there is no analog channel 3 sheriff. And that's all I have for now. Back to you, Frank.
Okay. Sorry. I had an idea it was that. Because that's the next thing that came up on one of the trackers. So, all right. I was just wondering if in fact, it was a copyable fleet code. Okay. I just got one comment over here. You might find this interesting. It's kind of fun to do. I did it last year. Let me drop one second. And to VRA. The Walk FM 97.5, starting at Christmas Eve, I believe around 6 p.m. You could listen in a little earlier, maybe like 5. They're going to follow Santa Claus in again with the sled via the traffic lane. This is a hilarious thing to listen to. Not so much what you hear on the FM radio, but the type of coordination that goes back and forth between the people recording this event, the guy with the sled and whatnot, the desk or wherever they're talking to. It's absolutely hilarious to listen to. The two frequencies of 450.5625, that's the suffix, 450.5625, and the other one is 450.7875, 450.7875. And this stuff goes on for like 2 hours. It's really really fun to listen to, especially from the scanner point of view. Also, put an FM radio on. You can actually hear them talking on the scanner, and it's being rebroadcasted over the FM radio. It's kind of a fun thing. And let me drop one thing. All right, well, I'm losing the voice. And I'm going to be listening. I'll be in a listening mode for a while, and I'll come back. Hope everybody will still be here. If not, if for some reason you close and I'm not back, I wish everyone the very best for a great holiday and a happy new year. But I'm sure I'll be back later. Be working. KC2AYC and 2VRA.
Two VRA, KC2AYC. Very good. Thanks for joining us, and wish everybody over there a happy holiday. Well, you mentioned that Santa thing. I had gotten an email during the week, and now I can't find it, nor can I find the link. But NORAD was going to have some, NORAD was going to have some kind of thing using a missile defense system to track Santa. Supposedly it was a neat computer link, and now I can't seem to find it. So, don't know where that went. Wanted to give it to you guys, especially you guys with kids. Keith sent this out on Monday. Frank, you might find this interesting. I know we mentioned it during the summer. On his Bearcat 895, he was hearing a taxi company from Route 112 in Patchogue on 823.735. And it only happens to him on the base trunk tracker. Does anybody have any idea what the real frequency would be? Is it the IF to the back 95? The way you figured out the frequencies come out in either 254.4 or 280.8, which doesn't seem to make sense. So, sort of pass that along. You hear it on your 895. Again, that frequency is 823.375.
Be all right. Yes, I think you clipped on that first number. Did you say 823.7375?
823.375. 823.375.
Okay, it must be the antibiotic. I mean, I'm hearing numbers. I had given a listen to this a while back and heard nothing. And I don't have those exact frequencies in front of me, but they are listed. The 112 taxi, the base is on one frequency, and the mobiles are on another. Somewhere in the 151 to 152 meg range. It's not really exciting listening, so I really don't... relay to one of the imaginary air bases, in which case some tactical aircraft is scrambled to intercept. And, of course, they're intercepting that big guy with the red suit on with those reindeer flying through the sky. That's your UFO. So that's how the scenario starts, and you can, again, hear it on those two frequencies. I'll just give them out one more time in case somebody missed them. So that's Christmas Eve, approximately 6 p.m. I started listening around 5, but I think it's going to start at 6. They had mentioned something on the radio about it. Walk FM, 97.5 FM. The two frequencies you want in your scanner, and you can hear these very well with an indoor antenna. You don't need nothing elaborate or crazy because the strong signal is coming from up above. 450.5625, 450.5625, that's the suffix. And 450.7875, 450.7875 for NASA. And you hear them go back and forth. Quite interesting, a lot of fun. One of the fun things in scanning. Alright, let me be on the side here for a little bit. I'll talk to you later. This is 2AYT and 2VR.
Two VRA, KC 2AYC. Copy those frequencies down. And thank you. Alright, let's stand by for any additional check-in.
Listening and good evening all, and hopefully everybody has a nice and healthy holiday. Over.
Okay, the beginning of transmission got cut off, but you were doing better at the end. I believe you said it was KB2RZY. I got the Hicksville, but I didn't get your name. I'm sorry.
Everything is right. Name is Lee. Lima Echo Echo. And I hope everybody has a nice, healthy holiday. Just listening. Over.
Now you with DFQ. Thanks, Lee. Same to you. Have a happy and a healthy holiday. All right, anyone else? This is KC2AYC in the net.
Dead Mobile, good evening.
Okay, the beginning of your transmission got clipped, so I didn't get the call, but I recognize the voice and name, and I think it's Joel, correct? I remember correctly, and then 2VIZ, Joel, you're not quite making the machine from whatever location you're at. If you're in Queens or Western Nassau, try the positive input. If you're further east, try the negative. Still not making the machine. We'll try picking you up again in a minute or two. KC2AYC. Just real quick here on a ScanCom list for those of you who subscribe to the email list. Just there's a little couple questions over the weekend about the New York Transit system, and seems the 1999 police call is out. I picked it up Friday, and police call is giving a fleet map
alluding to the fact that it's a hybrid system, yet we've always known it to be a Type 2 system, and also Warren Whitby's webpage says it's a hybrid system. So the inside information is that that info must be wrong. Got it from a fairly reliable source. It states definitely a Type 2 system, which does jive with the info that I've deciphered when I've monitored the system. So we'll just take it from there for now. All right, at this point, stand by one more time and then throw it over to Curtis, then to WWM in a moment. Let's throw it over to N2WWM. Curtis?
N2WM? I got mail from the president and the CEO of electronics of Radio Shack today. Telling me that I have PCS privileges. N2WWM. Well, the party was pretty good. It was very exciting. Down last week that we had, and now that Christmas is almost long gone, we got to talk about New Year's. So next week on Tuesday's Night Net, I want to hear some frequencies that I should be able to monitor for the Grand Ball to come down on Times Square. I'm gonna have to get that on the way for next week. So get out your pens and pencils. I want to see a good list. I got something here for Frank. Now that he built the Christmas tree, and that was one of the trees, maybe for the February Valentine's Day celebration, to bring all our wives down to Perkins for the Valentine's February dinner. Let me drop. For an LCD, oh, here goes the phone. Pick it up for a minute, Ed, 2WWM.
Hey, KC2AYC. We'll let Curtis pick up the phone there. Let's see, what can we talk about? Okay. Got, standby a moment. Use that info. KC2AYC in the net. Right, this info I got emailed to me, and it's very interesting. There's been rumors going around for a long time, but I don't subscribe. I've got this like second and third hand. But I did check out their webpage. National Communications Magazine, which is the official publication of the Bearcat Radio Club. Now, the Bearcat Radio Club isn't really owned by Uniden, but they're sanctioned by Uniden. So generally what they print has got to be legitimate. You know, they can't, pretty much got to be legitimate stuff if they're going to say things about Bearcat products. Anyhow, this is, National Communications reports Uniden has an EDAC scanner scheduled for 1999. This is welcome news to all of us who have been waiting for an EDAC Ericsson GE compatible scanner. Once again, a huge thanks to, we'll just skip that. This is the info on page 10 of the latest issue of National Communications, the publication of the Bearcat Radio Club. Comes the article and information on the Bearcat 245 XLP. It's one of several models coming out next year to be shown at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. With a scheduled production date of May 99, this would coincide exactly the way the Bearcat 235 was shown at the Dayton Hamvention and available soon thereafter. The initial specifications are as follows. 300 channels and 12 bands, full frequency LCD display, supposedly will follow 400, 800, and
900 megahertz trunk system will follow both Motorola and EDAC systems. Uses the same decimal plus group designation used in the Bearkit 235 and 895. Incorporates a new feature they're going to call Smart Scanner, which is the ability to download frequencies from Uniden into the scanner using a modem. Will trunk and scan the following modes: conventional, non-trunk frequencies, one Motorola system and one EDAS system, two Motorola systems simultaneously, two EDAS systems simultaneously, or one Motorola and one EDAS system simultaneously, or one Motorola trunk system and conventional frequencies, or one EDAS system and conventional frequencies. Other scanners that include the smart scanner upgrades are 100 and 200 channel handheld scanners. Also are upgrades to some of the various tabletop scanners to include weather alert, AM/FM radio, and alarm clock features. So if anybody's got an issue with the latest issue of National Communications, if you can confirm that, that would be appreciated. Other inside sources tell me that over the next year and a half, Uniden is going to have 18 to 20 new models come out. So scanning isn't dead, folks. All right, let's stand by if anybody wants to comment before we see if Curtis is back with us.
CBIZ Mobile with a quick comment on your coverage for New Year's Eve.
Hey, you're making the machine, N2BIZ, hello. Over to you.
Alright, I know you wanted to come around New Year's Eve time, but let's give you one frequency to make use of. For the ABC coverage, there will be the frequency 450.1125. That's going to be a queuing audio and intercommunication frequency, if I get my tongue right. Queuing audio and intercommunication frequency for the ABC coverage. Again, it's 450.1125.
450.1125 for the ABC coverage. Thank you. Probably about the best coverage out there, I would assume. Well, we don't want to shortchange any of the other outlets, but... Alright, any additional information?
Basically, that's which we have at this particular time. Also, you might have 450.0875 in use for CBS local coverage to the unit. 450.0875.
N2BIZ, KC2AYC. Thanks for that info. And be careful out there driving and have a happy and a healthy new year. All right. Hopefully, we'll do some good radio monitoring for those of us that stay in. All right, anybody else would like to comment before I turn it over to N2WWM? T2BZB, KC2AYC.
Okay, Ed, I just wanted to mention, put me on the list. Both Steve and Paul are filling up my screen with a lot of information. I just didn't want to get together. Back to you.
All right, Joe, why don't you put out some of it now, and then we'll go to Curtis, and then you can do some of it... after Curtis.
Okay. Let's see. I know Keith has mentioned that he heard some text, radio text, on Trumptrack, a digital 22016 testing. That's 22016. and Paul mentioned 65488 as testing also. So those are probably two new ones to listen to. The Keith gave a list, about five of them, I'll read off now. 22016, digital radio tech. That's 22016, as I just mentioned. 22080, that's 22080, digital robbery squad. 22096, 22096, digital sheriff. 22128, that's 22128, digital narcotics squad. And 22416, that's 22416, is the district attorney. That's all for now. I'll give you the rest later. Back to you, Ed.
Hey, just want to say hello to KC2 DEP, who's online, and say hello to him. Thanks, Joe and Keith, for that information. Let's see if N2WWM is back with us. Hearing nothing, let me give out a little bit more info here, and then we'll see if he's amongst us. Hopefully I can find what I'm looking for, what I have in mind. Some upcoming dates to remember. I sent this out on a ScanCom list. Tuesday, January 5th. I wanted to mention that to KB2UEV. I won't be available to run the net that evening. So, talk it over with Joe and Charlie and we'll see who will run the net. The reason I won't be available is there's the general meeting of the Mid-Island Amateur Radio Club. Don't have the location, but I forgot where it is. I've been there once. It's out in Suffolk. But Gordon West is the guest speaker. If anybody on a computer cares to get the info, you can look up Mid-Island's webpage. They're at www.qsl.net/mid, M-I-D, dash, island, I-S-L-A-N-D-A-R-C, /index.html. If you don't have internet access and you want to find out where the meeting is, I will get you... either call me up if you know my number, or I will get you a right to me in the PO box, or I'll see if I can have that for next week. Okay, quickly, other dates. Thursday, January 21st, that's a Friday and slip. Thursday, January 21st, is our Long Island Monitoring Association monthly meeting at Nathan's on Long Beach Road in Oceanside at 7:30 p.m. It's Thursday, January 21st at Nathan's on Long Beach Road at 7:30 p.m. February meeting will be at Perkins in Farmingdale. Alright, stay tuned for a later date on that. Something that you may want to take attention, pay attention and to take some action if you're interested sometime in the next few weeks. March 11th through the 14th, March 11th through the 14th, 12th Annual Winter Shortwave Listeners Festival in Culpeperville, Pennsylvania, sort of sponsored by NASLIM, North American Shortwave Association, in affiliation with ANARC. Those of you may be familiar with the ANARCnet. Anyway, if you want more info, you can, Culpeperville is about, if you're in Staten Island, about an hour and a half away, 2 hours from JFK. You know, it all depends on the airport, by the airport here where I am, maybe 3 hours. All depends on the traffic, so figure between 2 and 3 hours to get there. It's not that bad of a drive. Just take the Jersey Turnpike down to the exit 6 and you head west and you're on your way. Anyway, if you want more info, here's the address where you can write. Winter SWL Fest, P.O. Box 591, Colmar, C-O-L-M-A-R, PA, 18915. 12th Annual Winter Shortwave Fest, March 11th through the 14th. You can write to them at Winter SWL Fest, P.O. Box 591, Colmar, C-O-L-M-A-R, Pennsylvania, 18915. Registration, full registration is $40, which includes the forums for both Friday and Saturday, hospitality rooms, a lunch Saturday, and the banquet dinner. They also, I believe it was $22, don't hold me to this, but they also have spouse. Spouse only basically pays for her meals. So, that covers that. Then they have a partial registration, which means if you're interested in going to the forum but you don't want to eat their food, that's $17. D2AYC. It's held at the Culpeperville Holiday Inn. The special room rate at the Holiday Inn of $69 a night. The rooms are very nice. For room registration only, call the Holiday Inn at area code 215-368-3800. That's 215-368-3800. If you're on the World Wide Web, check Tom Sundstrom's webpage for more info at www.trsctangorobertsierracharlie.com. And finally, the last date to remember, May 15th and 16th, are the dates of the Dayton Hamvention in Dayton, Ohio. All right, let's see if N2WWM is ready.
WWM. And we'll not get it confirmed unless you have email. I found that out the hard way last year through those folks. Actually had Hank to GCN on the ANARCnet asking what they got my reservation 1 year. And it was pretty interesting to hear the guys come back that they did Sunday morning. And, last Sunday I was able to hear them and coming in like gangbusters out of the station. They sounded real well in the end off that past Sunday drop. WWM. Alright, now as I was talking about February, for the February Perkins thing, I hope Frank's listening. They have another one of these kits and at Tech America. I just got the January sales circular, and the kit of the month is a heart called the Sweetheart Kit. Flashing LED Sweetheart Kit, built for the time, just in time for Valentine's Day. kit displays, you know, with LEDs. It operates on 8 to 15 volts, just like the Christmas tree. And they got it for $8.95, normally $12.95. And those that care, this is the order number, 990-0224. 990-0224. I know Frank's on the phone now. He's ordering 15 of these to build them all for us. Just kidding, Frank. Just kidding. On the job. I also got the Popcom in the mail today. February. We're on February now, guys. 1999. Is upon us, and scanning signals on your satellite signals on your scanner, something like that. Pick up satellite signals on your scanner. And you're gonna say, where do you find the satellite signal? Drop. Stay tuned for further next. Stay tuned. And then I got the topic here that we all talk about, chunk tracking. How to monitor a chunk tracking system with your chunk tracker? That's a very good question. Right there on the front cover. I didn't open up the magazine yet, so it's a quite good one this month, in February. So try to get it. Also, they have another thing on the Pantac RX320 PC radio. We also have a article on the AOR 7000 receiver. And a couple of guys, good looking guys are in here too. Gordon West and a few other folks. Go over Broadcast DX and a couple other good things in here to drop. There's even one here for R on the CB scene for the Texas Ranger sideband base on page 32. Just to throw that in. But there's also many other good articles in here this month. Monitoring Earth orbiting satellites. And they have an article on that. So, pretty good thing. Also, they have an interesting advertisement for ICOM to drop. WWM. I don't know if you heard this one. The new IC-PCR-100. 100% PC worldwide receiver. New interface, stereo capability, and they say it's under $360. So it's a receiver that interlaced with the computer. Like some of these newer type ham things. It does a whole lot of stuff. Basically shortwave. Has AM, FM, wide FM, AM. A whole lot of things. PC compatible, the whole thing. Comes with the whole kit. And hope to hear more about this thing in the next coming month. See what this is all about. Drop. So, ICOM has made it into the shortwave software scene. Let me just tell you this. I'll give you just a web address for you people that want to demo it. You want to drop it? BWM. It says free download full version software. down. I guess if you download this, it gives you a demo on what this ICP-CR-100 does. Ready? Get your pens and pencil. Paper and pencil. Got that one real messed up, huh? www.icomamerica.com/receivers, receivers. You may want to check that out. Maybe you get back to us next week, and maybe you tell us a little bit more about what this, the best toy has arrived just after the holiday. That's the title of the advertisement. That will get you going for next Christmas. So there you go. You can start making your list now for next Christmas. And they got the ARR7000B DSP wide range receiver. I don't know about the face of this. Looks like it's pretty basic to operate. It looks very complicated when you're looking at the window over here. So maybe one of you guys got to try this one out. Is that the one you tried, Ed?
Negative.
Tell them to send you up a new thing to review. This one is AR7000B, 7000B, DSP wide range receiver, digital processing, triple conversion, plus DSP front end, color LCD video display. That's what's throwing me off. When I'm looking at this, it's three or four different colors. Has 1,500 channel. Two VFOs. 100 kilohertz to 2 gigahertz. Cellular blocked. FM wide, FM narrow. AM sideband, lower sideband, and CW. Computer programmable, alphanumeric channel label, remote control, spectrum display, any more, adjustable IF band, adjustable IF shift, adjustable AGC, fast and slow, attenuate at 10 dB, adjustable squelch, tail delay, that's all one. Adjustable delay, automatic on-off timer, five, I guess automatic, this is interesting, automatic on-off timer, five memories. So you could have this program, you could turn it on and off automatically and have five memories. We drop. Video display output, NTCS and PAL. Well, NTCS or PAL. So you could receive video via this scanner. An RS-232C 910 port. A DIN-10 auxiliary port. You got two ports. WWM. Programmer search banks, programmer scan banks, and manual tune, and the manual tune dial. Looks like it's a very, very interesting and
very, very complex machine. This AR-7000 DSP wide range receiver. Have no idea what the cost on this one is, but we'll hear about this one, I'm sure. Back to net, to WWM, and a prayer for those that lost their lives last week in that fire. To WWM, back to net.
N2WWM, KC2AYC, thanks for your info. Some good info there. I'm looking at this ad for the PC-100. It's the first I've heard of it. Trying to figure out what it doesn't do that the PCR-1000 does. It says, like it's Big Brother. Now I'm looking at the ad on the front page from Lentini. They've got this PCR-100 for $309.95, UPS included. Like it's Big Brother, the PCR-1000, but with AM, FM, and wide FM mode. Now when I look at the 1000, like they both cover 0.01 to 1300 megahertz. The 1000 covers AM. Covers AM, okay. Seems like the 1000 covers sideband and CW as well. Somehow I don't think I've got the whole story on those. Also from ICOM, and I can't believe how inexpensive the price is, which I'll probably buy this radio if there are no quirks like the R10 has. The R2, it seems, is available now for $219.95, UPS included. New mini-size scanner from ICOM is now available. Covers 500 kHz to 1.3 GHz, less cellular, AM, FM, and wide FM. Triple conversion, built-in attenuator, 400 memories in 8 banks to 50 channels. CTCSS tone squelch. Looks like there's a type of, oh, and tone search. So it's also a tone finder, which is good. It runs on 2 AA NiCad batteries. The charger is included. It's PC programmable, but the software and cable are optional. They don't list the price on that. So that radio, as long as, the R10, Joe will tell you, stands a little slow, but this radio is easy to operate and lives up to what the ad says. It does what the Bearcat 3000 does and much more, and it's about a third of the size and about $150 less. So, a lot of interesting scanners coming out on the market. This KC2AYC. I'll be standing by for anybody with any additional check-ins. Let's turn it back to KC2BZD in case he's got any final comments from the chat room.
KC2AYC, KC2BZD. Actually keep an eye in trying to talk Paul to which radio we should buy to get out to the net. Nothing at this point, Ed. I'm going to turn it back to you.
Okay. Very good. With that, I think we covered everything here. Hopefully we did. Oh yeah, yesterday there was a big fire up on North Central Avenue in Valley Stream. Unfortunately, I wasn't around. I was in Baldwin when the initial call went out, a little after 5. I got home about 5:30, was doing errands around the house. I heard the call go out from Mutual Aid from Elmont, a little bit of a hazmat situation too, and seemed like all heck was breaking loose because I was throwing out the garbage. Heard sirens from all over. And I guess around 6:30, 6:45, I know. Hewlett must have been there because East Rockaway was covering the Hewlett. I think Woodmere may have been up there. There's a lot going on. When I came home, I could see all the yellow tape and the burnt out residue on the road from flares, but I really couldn't spot any damage because it was dark. Don't know if anybody else monitored that on the scanner. I also stumbled on an interesting frequency, which I'll give out right now, mail that I've sent, and I'll give you the frequency. As I said, mentioned earlier in the net, I got the new 99 edition of Police Call, and for a couple of years I've been looking for the Department of Public Works frequency for the village of Lawrence. So I looked up under Lawrence and I found 453.9375, and programmed that in, and there are other users on the frequency, one of which is Old Bethpage Fire Department. I actually heard Old Bethpage going on a call yesterday, and also I was getting some bleed over. This was on the Bearcat 9000 I was using. And with a little experimentation with the VFO there, found out that 453.93 was coming through, which is the Brooklyn Command to Traffic Enforcement Officers. So, never heard Lawrence on that frequency. Anyway, if anybody's got the frequencies of snowplows using the village of Lawrence or the village of Cedarhurst, if you've got it confirmed, please either write to me or email me. Again, the email is kc2ayc@usl.net and usl.net. I'd appreciate it. KC2AYC standing by for anybody with any last info. Another thing I'd like to mention, I've got a Radio Shack Pro 90 300 channel trunk tracking radio here with the leather carry tape. If anybody's interested, it's available. Either see me at the next meeting or write to me or give me a call at 516-791-7630 between 4 and 8 p.m. I'm at that number any day this week, with the exception of Thursday and Friday. Alrighty, that about covers it. KCQAYC. Wishing again everybody happy holidays and healthy and safe holidays. I'd like to thank everybody who checked in this evening, and especially like to thank Steve, WBCWAK, for the use of the repeater. Also like to mention, I just checked our webpage if you have a computer. Want to check it out. Mike's doing a fine job at www.voiceoftheweb.com, all one word. KC2AYC saying 73.
Where you go? KC2AYC and 2WWM.
2WWM.
The word on WRTH. Has it made it off the press, and you know if it made it off the presses, WRTH, it should be should be out or just about ready for mail, I would assume. It was the last year at this time I already had it. And I was wondering if you heard anything about it and did anybody hear anything about it. I'm still waiting for mine from Grove. Back to you, Ed. It's 2AYC and WWM.
I didn't order it this year, but I think I saw an ad in PopCom for it, for the 99 edition.
Do you know if it got off the press, hot off the presses yet?
I have no additional info.
Looks like I'm going to have to make a major phone call tomorrow to our friends down in North Carolina. You all know who that is. Bob Grove. Ed?
Hey, give him a call. I'm sure he'll love to hear from you.
Hey, you know, he doesn't talk. He doesn't talk to the operators or the girls. Once in a while, his wife would get on the phone. He's too busy. You know. In the early years, used to get him on the phone, but he's out raking the leaves or shoveling the snow or whatever's going on down there. Really not around that much. Once in a full moon, you'll call there and he'll answer the phone. He'll say, "Hey Bob, what's going on?" But anyway.